Environmental groups are concerned the Obama administration is giving Shell Oil Company extra time to weigh in on proposed development plans for the Chukchi Sea. Shell wants to drill exploratory wells offshore next summer. Yesterday, the Federal Minerals Management Service said it's giving the company 10 days to respond to public comments collected on its plans. The spokeswoman for the environmental group Alaska Wilderness League, Emily Cerisco, says she hopes Alaska Native coastal communities and environmentalists who are against the plan can also weigh in.
Our concerns about the delay are just that MMS gives the same opportunities to all the affected parties. If they're going to allow Shell to review the comments and respond to them, then, you know, they should extend that courtesy to everyone who's part of the process.
However, Minerals Management Service spokesman Nicholas Pardee says the general comment period is over and many comments came in.
We collected, I think, about 300 pages of public comments on the exploration plan. So at this point, we're going to get Shell's response to those over 300 pages and then make a final decision on the exploration plan very, very quickly.
Pardee says Shell asked for the opportunity to respond to public comments, which is why MMS is granting it extra time. However, there's confusion over what exactly Shell requested. Shell President Marvin Odom says his company is actually eager for a decision on the Chukchi.
No, I don't believe we asked for a delay, but we're anxious in getting an answer to that that question as quickly as possible.
It now looks like MMS will announce a decision on whether Shell can go ahead with its development plans sometime after Thanksgiving. Despite the delay, conservation group Oceana says the process is moving too fast and in the oil company's favor. Jeffrey Short of Juno is Oceana's Pacific Science Director.
We're very concerned with the way that this process seems to be on a rigid track moving forward with no substantive opportunity to really examine the wisdom of these decisions in the first place.
Short and Shell President Marvin Odom testified today before the Senate Energy Committee about offshore energy development.